With spring just around the corner, families are always looking for a way to get outside and explore nature. I was able to talk with Diane Neal, a naturalist at Burr Oak Woods Nature Center, and she says bird watching is the perfect way for anyone to get outside and learn something new.
Bird watching is one of the activities that you can engage in that you can really do anywhere, almost at any time. Birds are very prolific in many different diverse habitats, and here at Burr Oak Woods, we have many different habitats within a short hiking distance, so we're able to offer bird watching opportunities in the forest, and then we can go to the prairie, or we can go to the pond or the glade, really within a quick walk.
What are some things that you need to go bird watching?
There's only two things that you really need. One is a good pair of binoculars. The vast majority of the time, you need something to try to magnify them, because they're little birds far away in general. They want to stay kind of far away from us. So you do need a good pair of binoculars. And then you need some way to identify the birds. Even seasoned birders keep a field guide with them to help them identify birds that maybe aren't as common in other seasons, especially this time of year. We have spring migration coming through right now, so we have a lot of birds right now that you wouldn't normally find in Missouri. So a good field guide is a must, in my opinion.
What are some resources people can use for whenever they go bird watching?
There's a lot of information out there as far as apps that you can put on your smartphone to help you with bird identification. There's one that I like to use that's a free app. It's made by the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology. It's called Merlin. But I'm sure there's others out there that you can pay for. The nice thing about putting an app on your phone is that, specifically with the Merlin one, it gives you the range of the bird. It gives you the calls that they make. Sometimes they might make four or five different sounds, and you can scroll through there and listen to each one and try to match that to the bird that you are hearing. And then they have multiple pictures of that bird, too. And then they also have a search feature where you're like, you know, I don't know what bird that was, but it was brown and white, and you type that in and you tell it about how big it was. So it was about the size of a robin, and it'll search through the database of birds that you might find in your area and give you a series of pictures. Was it this one or was it that one? And you can choose that way. So if you have the ability to take a smartphone with you, it's a good app to have.
What are some birds that are more specific to here in Missouri?
In Missouri, there is a painted bunting that is on my life list that I would like to see that I have not yet. That would be a pretty special bird to find. You can find them down in the Ozarks in the southern part of Missouri. There's also the greater prairie chicken, which, again, not one that I've actually found myself, and I've been a bird watcher for many years, but I have plans to make the trek to a prairie that will have prairie chickens on them, and that's something pretty unique within the Midwest.
What is a group of people that would most benefit from bird watching?
You know, we get all kinds of different folks from all walks of life here when we have bird watching programs. We have older folks that can't get around as much as they used to, but bird watching is kind of a leisurely activity that they can still participate in. We also get young people who are very excited about nature, perhaps don't have a lot of patience, but they can still participate in bird watching. It really appeals to a wide range of folks. So there's not any one specific group of people I would say that it appeals to more.
Again, that was Diane Neal, a naturalist at Burr Oak Woods Nature Center. If bird watching interests you, they will be hosting a bird watching on the water session to be held at their nature center in Blue Springs on Saturday, April 8th from 1 o'clock to 2:30 p.m. Participants will be able to hike to a small cattail pond and the Burr Oak Woods Education Pond to watch birds that like to be near water. Binoculars are available to borrow, and participants will learn about the different kinds of binoculars they can use to birdwatch. Moderate hiking on and off trail may be involved. For more information, visit our community calendar at KMZU.com. For KMZU, I'm Sarah Miles.